What's up? How's everybody doing today? I'm Casey Kello, and this is the Ryan and Case No Chase with a Shirley Temp Twist podcast. I'm the Stephen Vegan, the sexual intellectual. I don't know if you heard me the first time, but I'm going to tell you one more time. My name is Casey Kello. And with me today, very special guest, a regular friend to the show, my brother from another mother, even though that mother is my aunt. Give it up for my cousin, D. Ahmad.
What's up, cuz?
How you doing, baby? So today is February 28th, 2024. The subject today is sleeping with the enemy. First and foremost, cuz, how you doing? How's everything going, cuz?
I'm good, cuz. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good, cuz.
I got this mic that I just bought not too long ago. I'm trying to make sure it works good.
You sound great, cuz, loud and clear.
Yeah, cuz, I'm good, man. Life is, you know, I try not to complain.
Right.
But, you know, life is life.
Life is life and
ups and downs.
Smiles and frowns. Cuz, were you able to check out, you know, I know it's a couple weeks now, but we missed last week's show. Check out Kanye's album? Did you check out any new music?
Well, yeah, of course, cuz, you know, I rock with the Yeezy album, with his new album, Vultures. Really is him and old boy.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, it's really cuz he's on every song, so it's really like a joint album. But
right.
It was dope to me.
I think Kanye at this point, because I heard somebody mention on another podcast that Kanye's just like overall body of work now. Like, he's not like make a dope beat, make a hot 16. He's just about like making good music overall. So overall, musically, I thought it was a good album. But my favorite Kanye is hip hop Kanye, opposed to, you know, this house music shit or whatever. But I didn't have an issue with it at all, because. You paying attention to anything? Now, Meek's not going to be with us this week, because you paying attention because they say Meek Mill gay, cuz?
Man, that's just stupid, man. The thing that pissed me off, cuz, is niggas like, nigga like Academics, man. Like, they thrive off of that shit.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand a nigga like that. Like, it should be a law. It should be legalized for if a nigga is antagonizing you and you tell that nigga to stop, after a certain point it should be legal for you to be able to put hands on that nigga, man, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, you shouldn't have to deal with that shit. Nigga should, like, you gonna keep speaking on my name and shit like that, man? Like, nigga, I should be allowed to beat your ass, nigga.
Yeah, man.
I agree with that shit, man. Stop speaking on me, man.
Another thing, man. I want to say in our community, bro. You know, even if niggas is wilding out at whatever freaky shit that they into, even if they are, that's none of our business. Number one, but number two, it's like, why in our community is everybody so quick to believe that a nigga is gay?
I don't understand
that shit. Like, all it takes every now and again is a nigga to come out and be like, yo, Casey, suck my dick in the motherfucker in Florida. And they're going to be like, Casey always been a little fruity. I'm going to be like, bro, I don't know this nigga. But, you know, it's like, it's just so crazy how they can start rumors and how immediately you could tell everything. Like, how many people actually come up and be like, bro, I don't believe that shit, and, you know, or... Every time you just see it catch on like wildfire, like, everybody's always kind of just believing negativity about people. It's wild.
Because the problem is, niggas ain't allowed to punch niggas in the face no more, because I remember when I was young, a motherfucker spoke on me, I knocked their shit loose, and then the shit stopped. Nigga. Like, but you can't do that shit. You're going to jail, nigga. Especially the motherfucking celebrities. They going to get sued. I don't understand is like why is everybody so fascinated or obsessed with all the black successful men being gay. Man. They want all these niggas to be gay. I'm like, what's the obsession, man? Like, why? And especially when niggas say the shit. That's the shit I don't understand. Well, like, nigga, why are you concerned with what another where another man puts his penis, nigga? That's just gay.
Cause I agree, but I know why, cause it's like niggas reach a certain success, a certain level of success, and they don't believe that it has anything to do with this person's work ethic. It has nothing to do with their drive, their discipline, and their talent. So it's like, instead of just saying Jay-Z outworked all y'all and Jay-Z is super duper talented, he's in the Illuminati.
Instead of saying
Diddy's hustle is on top of on like this nigga has an eye for talent and an eye for this and this and this and that, and the man's a successful businessman, he's in the Illuminati and he's gay. And if these niggas make it, it's because they gay. It's never, or they snitching, or it's because they coons. It's never like, because it doesn't matter, because I got into a conversation with this before. It doesn't matter what you do in life, right? Nobody, it's niggas out there that's pro-black. I consider myself pro-black. I consider myself pro-everything. But it's like anybody who is discriminated against. But at the same exact time, cause like I got a job, so it's like if I'm at my job, nigga, there's only but so fucking nigga. If I'm trying to be or get to the next level, I need to be to support my family, then I can't come to work and be like, I don't trust white people. Fuck these crackers, man. I can't work for this. It's like, bro, I gotta shut the fuck up and do my job, whatever that job is. Whether you're working at McDonald's, whether you're working in a Fortune 500 company, you're going to have to fucking put your opinion sometimes to the side in order to succeed. And all the niggas that's strong enough to be like, fuck that shit, man, I'm just believing the people. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I support y'all, but I need to support my family. And sometimes to get, you know, everything is about relationships and shit like that. So sometimes you don't want to fuck up certain relationships in order to, you know, get to the next level or whatever you're doing. So. Okay, moving on. So, because today, very special topic, I titled this show Sleeping with the Enemy. This is an extremely direct message. So, to be clear, because I don't give a fuck no more, I think I made that clear with my Instagram post. This is for women. Not just identifying women, like you was born as a female, from the ages about 27 to 40, who are single and still haven't looked in the mirror. Did you catch that, cuz? I would say it one more time. 27 to 40, still single, don't change nothing, and still haven't looked in the mirror. First and foremost, cuz I'd like to start with a little journey to the past. We're gonna not put no names in it. But when I was in high school in Williamsburg, Virginia, I had a crush on a certain girl, right?
Right.
She was a virgin. She was in a certain class with me. She wasn't very highly sought after by all the other guys, but she was pretty to me. I thought she was the cat's pajamas. I thought she was the bee's knees.
Right.
Cause you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause my older cousin, you know, who has always been a wordsmith, used to write poetry for this girl for me. Put it in my shoes before I went to school so I could give her poetry and stuff like that. Like, I had a real legit crush. And I'm not talking about trying to fuck her. I really wanted to be her man. Like, I wanted to hold her hand and kick it with her and take the bitch and get ice cream. And yeah, there was going to be some fucking in there probably, but, you know, I liked her. You know what I'm saying? So I remember I had to sit idly by because there was another nigga in the classroom. And she lost her virginity to a nigga in the classroom and he just completely smutted her the fuck out. You know, fucked in the butt, hit it, nutted all, bust up her back, and didn't talk to her no more. This is her first sexual experience. And I just remember at that moment going forward, I realized bitches don't make the best decisions. No, women do not make good decisions when it comes to men. That's why some places, you know, prearranged marriages. That's why a lot of the times, if your father's in your life and other places and other religions and other regions of the world, they let your father pick your husband. Cause I know damn well I could pick a better man for my daughters than she could. Go ahead, cuz.
Not to redirect the topic, cuz, but fucking her in the butt in high school, cuz, is wild now. That's wild shit. First time having sex, you able to take it in your booty like that, girl? Yeah, damn.
What are you doing now? Hey, cuz, with the New York saying, that's nasty work.
Yeah, cuz, that's nasty work, B. Girl, the mother.
Taking it up to shitter, first time in the game.
God damn.
Man. So, because I wanted to start out with this specific group. Okay. First things first, let's address something. Let's address the elephant in the room, right? Ladies, if you want a nigga that is fine. I've touched on this on many podcasts. Everything I do is out of love. Hopefully you could take this information. My cousin is very educated in this shit, too. He's done a lot more groundwork than I have, if you know what I mean. So, if you're out there and you're a woman and you want a nigga, you know, over 6 feet, you know, because they call it the three sixes. You know, I call it the four sixes for religious reasons, but they call it the three sixes because they call it six figures, at least 6 inches, and over 6 feet. That's what they say they're looking for, right? Now, I added a fourth one, which is a six pack. You know what I mean? It's so, listen to the words that come out of my mouth, baby. Listen, I'm talking to all y'all. Remember, 27 through 40, don't have a man and haven't looked through the mirror, haven't accepted the fact that you can't have it all, right?
All right.
Baby, if that's what you want, go for it. But there's some things that come along with the 4 or 6 niggas. One of them is you're going to have to accept you're never going to be his only woman. Because I hate to let y'all know, but every woman in America wants a nigga like that. Right? So, I'm going to say 9.7 out of 10, unless he's super duper religious or something like that. You're not going to be his only chick, number one. Number two, niggas like that don't deal with y'all bullshit.
They got too many options.
Thank you, cuz.
Nigga, a man with a bunch of options is a lot worse than a woman. Women have the discretion to, you know, not allow every nigga that's in her face. Because for one, men will date down.
So 1,000%.
So that's the difference with women. Women, what they want to stick to where they're at, their standard, and, you know. So they got a million niggas in their inbox and niggas trying to holler, but that most of them, the majority of them niggas, they're not attracted to at all.
100%.
And women won't mess with men they're not attracted to. 9 times out of 10.
And cuz, real quick, I won't let you keep going, but let me just clarify. So when you say men will date down, do you mean that we will wife down, or do you mean we'll fuck down?
Well, we will fuck down for the most part. And it's very rare that we'll wife down. But what I'm saying is...
Continue.
Excuse me. What I'm saying is the handsome guy with the 4 or 6s, the 6 foot nigga with the big ass... pause with the big swipe, the muscles and all that shit, you know, very handsome. He has a lot of women that are attracted to him that want to be with him. But if he has a moment where, you know, nothing's jumping. He'll sleep with the girl, with the ugly girl, the big gorilla looking girl, because she has a fucking vagina. He doesn't have to be attracted to her at all.
Preach.
But he will sleep with her. Man, that's what most of us do. We will sleep. If you got a vagina, we'll sleep with you. So, men, what I'm saying is men have less discretion when it comes to who we sleep with. Right. Women don't. So a man with a bunch of options, especially a man super handsome, you have to come to the table with a lot more than what he can have. Like, there's a whole bunch of you that's in his face, and he doesn't mind sleeping with, you know, if this girl, if she's pretty, you're pretty, you got a good job, she has a good job, blah, blah, blah. But you're not special to him, especially if the other one, especially if the other girl is just giving up the pussy easy.
So, yeah. And cuz, real shit, cousin, just to piggyback off of what you're saying, a lot of the times, if a nigga's like a between an 8 and a 10, as far as sexual or just far as his prowess is or his ability to get women, the 4 or 6 niggas, them niggas, a 4 is happy just to, like, please can I fuck you? Please can I, like, they don't want nothing else from them. The problem lies in my opinion, when that 4 fucks that 8, 9, 10 nigga and then goes, this is my standard now.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
You know what I mean? They go, this is, I don't, like, this, I fucked a nigga with money, so I can't fuck with a nigga that don't got money. Well, how much of the money did he give you?
Yeah, see, that's where a lot of women, that's where a lot of women fail at. And they get a misconception of who they really are. That's what I was getting at, because a man, you know, they would get that handsome man would date that. He'll sleep with you, but he has no type of attraction to you whatsoever other than the fact that you got a vagina and you have sex with him. So
and you easy.
Yeah. So what women do wrong is they think, okay, I got this nigga, he slept with me, so this is the type of nigga that I should be with. This is the type of nigga that, this is my standard. So when the dude that's actually on her level is trying to talk to her, she's like, ew, nigga, I'm not attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. Like, what I look like.
Yeah, and that's what how y'all mess up, and then y'all mess around and be chasing these niggas. And a nigga will fuck around, and you'll catch one of them that he's handsome, and he's slinging the pipe and all that shit, pause, but the nigga ain't worth a damn. He don't got no money, not doing nothing. And he will ruin your fucking life. And you see all the signs, and you know that nigga be lying, you know that nigga be cheating, but you're so fixed on having this man that looks the way he looks.
Cause, for instance, a great example of that is how many times y'all out there, the fellas, the ladies, how many times you been out there, like, and seen, like, a girl, you know, got a couple extra pounds or not that much attractive. Trust me, I love all women. But, you know, girl who's not America's standard of attractive literally got her money, got educated, got a crib, got a car. Go fuck with the brokest, lamest, like, nigga that's handsome. Pay his bills, help him with his child support, you know what I mean? Pay, you know, try to get him a job. Nigga can't keep a job. But she fucking with him in hopes that with everything that she brings to the table, all the money, you know, hey, I know he's not attracted to me, but, you know, he's fine. So all this shit will make him like me. And it still don't work. It's very rare that I see it actually work. That's like the I'm gonna call it the crisis that we see a lot of the times, where you see these big fat ass women marrying niggas that's in the fucking penitentiary. You know what I mean? And it's like, and like really be in the penitentiary, like, yeah, this nigga gonna get out and be with me. The nigga gets out and you think, wow, so I'm gonna immediately let him live with me. I'm paying all the bills. I'm gonna feed him. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna help him. I'm gonna pay for his clothes and I'm gonna put money on his books. So when he get out, he gonna be just mine. And that nigga get out and dog y'all every time, cuz I'm telling you from what I've seen, cuz, and you could share your perspective too. From what I've seen, cuz, I'm like 10 for 10. I've never seen that shit work.
Of course not, cuz.
I've never, like, and I would, cuz, if I would say 9 times out of 10, if I seen just one time that nigga got out of jail and was like, baby, I really want to be with you. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, y'all went together and then he got locked up. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking like you met this nigga while he was in prison.
I was about to say, but even with that, cuz, 9 times out of 10, if a nigga, he won't treat you right in the streets when he get in prison, man, you got to have enough common sense to know that this nigga is just locked up and he ain't moving. There's nothing moving. There's nothing going on. Ain't nobody else talking to that nigga. So, of course, he gonna tell you everything you want to hear. And then you set yourself slam up. And when you come home, nigga, like, man, I see his booty everywhere, nigga. I gotta catch up, nigga. Like, man, 5 years. I need to fuck everything.
Because meanwhile, you gotta realize these niggas is in jail working out. They're eating good.
Getting healthy. Skin clear, healthy, nigga got
clean,
the
glow. Nigga been brushing his hair every day. He got the waves. And he just sitting outside your apartment while you at work with a wife beater on, looking swole in the motherfucker.
Doing pull-ups off the motherfucker Omni and shit, nigga.
Exactly. And see,
your neighbor just come out like, hey, you just came home?
Yeah. Exactly. And so it speaks to the desperation of this group that I'm talking about. Like, it's like, meanwhile, while you going through hell with this nigga, there's probably a nigga at your job that's like, hey, I like you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not all that, but I like you. Because also, I wanted to piggyback on something you said earlier, right? I think a lot of women don't know the difference between certain things. Like, they don't know the difference between a nigga liking them and a nigga, like, that really, really just likes fucking you, right? So, and they don't know the difference between, like, if a nigga keep coming back. Like, I've seen a lot of the times that a lot of the women that I've talked to think just because a nigga's continuously fucking them or he calls them every now and again, that it means that it's some type of affection or some type of love or some type of relationship between them. But I'm here to tell you, bitch, you're just easy. You never say no.
It's convenient.
You know.
You know what I call that, cuz?
Go ahead.
A bottom bitch, man. Y'all be niggas bottom bitches and don't fucking realize it. Like, man, yeah, nigga disguise it with, yeah, she loyal. She my ride or die, man. She always, you know what I'm saying? I know she love me because she held a nigga down through this and that. But really what the nigga saying in so many words is, you my bottom bitch.
Yeah, cuz, real quick, cuz, I'm gonna hit you with a quick DMR quote that I'll never forget. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't fuck with you cuz you call too much. You're not even my girl. You're just a fall through fuck. That means if everything else fall through, I'll call you. Why you getting mad? You know how DMR do. I remember that. That was what a cuz old rat like 20 years ago.
Bars.
Yeah. But that's what he was talking about. It's like, bitch, you're always available, right? So, cuz, back to the subject at hand, when I say sleeping with the enemy, right, what I'm saying is so then what happens because of this phenomenon that's going on is what you get is a bunch of angry ass motherfucking women. You get a whole bunch of women trying to find out the reason why this shit ain't working. Now, they'll never look in the mirror. They'll never say, hey, maybe I need to adapt. Now, let me tell you something. From the time men are kids, whether you tall, skinny, fat, short, cockeyed, don't got no teeth, we adapt to, we're taught to, okay, nigga, you ugly. Okay, nigga, you got to be the cleanest thing out there. You know what I mean? You a fat nigga. You gotta be able to tell jokes, or you got to be able to fucking be charming. You got to have swag. You know what I'm saying? You
money.
You know, what'd you say, girl?
And money.
Yeah, you gotta have some money. like these are the things that men are taught. Like, okay, you gotta work, you gotta put in work to get the woman that you want. Like, if you want this bitch, this is what you gotta do. If you want this bitch, this is what you gotta do. So
I'm a short nigga, cuz I had to get some muscles up on me, cuz.
Yeah, so it's like, and then you could do whatever you want to do. So we are taught to adapt. Cuz if real quick, cuz me and you both have daughters, and we got a lot of women in our family who we love and care about, female friends, everything. Cuz where do you think the disconnect comes from that we don't raise our women up to adapt the same way that we're taught to adapt? Why are we always just like, you're the moon, you're the goddess, you're the queen, and then they come up, and then when a nigga don't like them, they're crushed, and they're trying so hard to get his attention, when really it's just a simple, hey, just switch the style to southpaw, find another way, find another angle. Where do you feel like is the genesis of that mind state?
Because it's not the parents' fault, cuz. Even if you teach your daughter that she's the prize, or you teach her that she got to get out there and say, you know, fuck niggas and hold your own and all that shit, cuz she's still going to experience. It's not our fault as parents. It's not men's fault as fathers, but it's our fault as how we conduct ourselves with women, because they're going to run across the nigga that's going to dog them out. They're going to get with this nigga that doesn't really care about them. It's our fault, because we give them, with this nigga, the 666 nigga, gets with this female, he gives her the impression, she gets confused that this is what she deserves, because we date down. So a lot of it is our fault. We men need to be more accountable, be more honest, I would say, about our intentions. Because when we go, we deal with these women, a lot of us will say whatever, you know, we're listening to them. To women will give us their whole game, because what we need to do. If you sit and listen to them, they'll tell you, yeah, I like a man that likes to take me on long walks, and I like a man that does this and he does that. And niggas will sit up and listen to everything that you're telling them and become that person that you want them to be just long enough to get the motherfucking pussy. And sometimes he'll maintain that front and just to keep you around. So it's a lot of it is our fault, cuz we need to fucking tighten up and be responsible, cuz, about who we dealing with.
Right. I agree with what you're saying, cuz I do think that, I think I'm gonna say most of it falls on us for even making women, like, cuz how many times, like, I work in warehouses a lot out here in Maryland. Like, there's many times that you'll be in a, like, very male-dominant situation, and you'll get a bitch that works there and be funny-looking as a motherfucker but got some big titties, and niggas treat this bitch like she's fucking Holly Berry, nigga. Like, and then she go home, and then, or she gets out in the streets, and they boost her confidence up so fucking much that she tries to carry niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cuz it happens a lot, cuz.
Cuz especially where I'm from in Virginia, cuz, like, I was talking to a friend of mine about this recently, about how we've propped up certain girls in our area that go to, and then it backfires. So it's like, you'll prop a girl up from your hood, from your neighborhood, and make her think that she's just fucking Melissa Ford, like she's fucking Rihanna. And then immediately it'll backfire, because she's like, okay, I'm Rihanna, so why am I fucking with your whack ass? Yep. So they used to go to surrounding cities and get completely smutted the fuck out.
Supply and demand, cuz you in the neighborhood and it's the only few joints around there, of course the best looking one gonna feel like she top notch.
Yeah.
You a dime in your neighborhood, but when you come out here to motherfucking Cali or something, you was a motherfucking, use a dub.
Yeah, you look slow.
There's so many women that look like way better than you, and then they because they're so used to so many women looking good, they really don't think they look good compared to what's all the other women that's out here.
Right, because I'm going to keep it real with you. I remember one time, a long time ago, because, in high school, just leaving, you know, the Bruton, Jamestown, Lafayette area, women are, they got some beautiful women in that area. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying they ugly. But, nigga, when you went to Woodside, it was like a different fucking, like, it was just a different tier of women.
Dime a dozen.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like some of the girls that probably was in fucking where we grew up will go to Woodside or go to Norfolk or fucking Virginia Beach and be like the bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean? So I think that plays a role in it too. But when the premise of the show is sleeping with the enemy, how the fuck... When girls try to find a resolution and don't look in the mirror, because what they ended up doing, like a lot of them end up being like feminists. They'll say niggas ain't shit. They'll go around and they get on podcasts. They try to make sense of all of it. But within the all days, it's such an easy fix. Just adapt. Just fucking change the fucking way you date.
Like, yeah, you said it was mostly our fault, cuz I disagree. I think it's partly our fault, because at a certain point you become an adult and common sense has to kick in. You got to start looking around at your surroundings and seeing why things ain't working. You got to understand that, maybe this is not who I need to deal with. It doesn't necessarily have to be you, something okay. Wrong with you. It's just wrong. Your thought process is wrong.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel what you're saying, because it's like you can only be a product of your environment for so long before it's like, okay, I see what's really going on. It's time to change.
You can't be three baby daddies deep with four. You can't be four kids deep with five baby daddies, and now you're talking about niggas ain't shit. Like, eventually, you got to be like, okay, I need to start dating different type of men. And I need to do things differently. I need to stop just as soon as I get with a nigga, I'm busting my pussy open for the nigga and letting him raw dog me. And now I got a fucking baby. And I knew the whole time the nigga was selling dope, but I'm like, I love him and shit. And like, and then the nigga in prison and he not taking shit. Like, come on, man, you got to, at some point you got to use your common sense.
Cause maybe another show, maybe another time. Because let's talk about the fact that a good percent of the time, this dynamic that we're talking about leads to niggas not, you get pregnant, that nigga don't want a baby with your big back ass. But then if you don't want to be with around her or that little nigga, they gonna say you a deadbeat dad. But the whole time, I did not want to have a baby by this bitch. She told me she was on the pill. You know what I'm saying? I miscalculated.
Yeah, they will lie, my nigga. Trust me.
Bro. Like,
and they will lie.
Bro, and it's like, okay, now you got this baby that you, by a bitch you don't want, you got to deal with her. And then it's like, I don't fuck with this bitch. Like, Corey Holcomb talks about it all the time. Like, I don't love your mother. Like, one day you'll come along and we can chop it up, but nigga, I don't want to deal with this bitch at the fuck all. So a lot of the times kids suffer because a bitch is doing everything in her power to fuck with a nigga that she feel is top tier. Like, and she has babies that niggas don't fucking want, nigga. Like, this nigga don't want. Shout out to the niggas that take care of their kids. It's still not an excuse to not take care of your kids. Don't get it twisted. I don't support that at all. But my point is that, man, it's real difficult. Like, goddamn, man. Like, I think back at some of the fucking Walking Dead, zombie, fucking dragon, gorilla, monkey, half dragon, half gorilla bitches that I done stuck my wee-wee in over the years. And I, like, imagine if she got pregnant, like, I'm keeping it. It's scary, cuz.
Yeah, cuz. Especially if a nigga tell you, I don't want to have a child. Now, he needs to be more responsible and strap up if you don't have no fucking kids. But either way, if a man is telling you, I don't want to have a child, it's just stupid for you to go ahead and have the baby anyway and then be upset that the nigga's not taking care of the baby because he told you he didn't want the fucking baby. He let you know right then and there he's going to be a bad father. And then, if both of y'all being reckless and y'all not even thinking about a baby, y'all just enjoying having unprotected sex, and, like, you, it's your fucking vagina. you gotta be smart enough to be like, you need to put on a motherfucking condom, nigga, because I don't want to have no kids.
Because another difference between us, because why men don't usually go through this dynamic, because just generally speaking, you a married man, but because how hard was it when you were single to accept that a bitch ain't want you?
Not at all.
It's pretty fucking easy to move on with your life.
It, all it took was her to give me just a little bit of motherfucking shade. Like, bitch, you ain't gotta worry about me no motherfucking more. A little bit. Yeah, just the, damn, you coming through? Yeah, I'll be there. I'm coming through. And then fucking the time comes and she stopped answering her phone. Oh, bitch, I'm done. You can call me. And bitch, do not call me none of that shit. I'm done.
100%. Because, like, it bothers you maybe like in middle school or some shit, nigga. Once you get a certain age with these bitches, bro, I don't care if you don't like me, bitch. But why is it where women just can't accept, bitch, the nigga don't like you like that?
Exactly.
Like, yo, he don't fucking like you, nigga. He don't like you. There's a million other niggas out here. He don't fucking want you. And especially if you dealing with a nigga that fucking got some money or got some type of fucking, you know, a 4'6" nigga. Because these are the worst niggas for y'all. These niggas are the niggas y'all hate, but y'all keep wanting to fuck with them. Because it's weird. Because let me ask you a question. Because let me give you, like, an analogy. So, because say we single, because, and we in a room of 10, whatever your taste is, because 10 of the most beautiful women from everything you could think of that's attractive, from body, face, hair, everything. And it's 10 bitches in there. 9 of the bitches got cheese graters in their pussy.
What?
I don't know how they got there, because it's just, they got cheese graters. So you stick your dick in there, they gonna fuck your dick up. Because how many times are you willing to risk fucking your dick up to find the right one?
So do I know that they got, that some of them might have it before the first one?
Cause you gotta make the choice, cause it's just 90%.
No, what I'm saying, cause, is if I know before I even get with any of them that they, it's a possibility I'm gonna fuck my shit up, I'm not gonna fuck with none of them. But if you saying like I don't have, I don't know, and say I get up in one, like, damn, I don't fuck my shit up, I'm like, man, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's what. No, what I'm saying is, you know, cuz 9 of these bitches, when you put your dick in, you is gonna chop your dick up. You ain't gonna fuck with none of them, right?
Of course not, cuz.
Now, maybe it's one in there. Yo, maybe it's one in there, but man, it ain't worth it, right? So it's another room, and it's 10 bitches, and maybe one of them will fuck your dick up. You don't know. But most of them good. Men are gonna fuck with usually the one that's like the numbers add up. Bitch, if all your life you've been fucking with niggas that was attractive, but none of them liked you, if all your life you just been the girl that gave good head, or a bunch of niggas telling you you got good pussy, or all you ever heard was damn your ass fat, and that's all niggas done told you from the time you was in high school all the way up till now, and you don't got a ring on your finger, nobody with you and shit, nobody want to be with you, at what point do you go, okay, maybe I need to change what I like a little bit?
Yeah,
cause I got news for you, cause it's not hard. I got a quote, cause I thought about this. Men are not supposed to be pretty, right? I don't know how you view the world, cause, but when I leave my house and I look at the world, I look at the people around me, cause I don't see too many people that I view as just unlovably ugly. Right? Now, I see people that I'm not attracted to. I see women that I'm not attracted to. But I also see most women I see is like, okay, like, you know, her weave just fucking raggedy. You know, she shaped a little funny. Or, you know,
try to see the beauty in everybody.
Exactly. So there's no way, women, like, I'm here. At the end of the day, it's all love. I'm trying to get y'all some game. So it's like, when you leave a crib, and you looking for somebody, because, like, women, instead of looking for a nigga that is just naturally attractive, find a nigga that's just well groomed. Find a nigga to get a haircut. Find a nigga to get a haircut. Find
get a nigga, you a nigga that's half possum, nigga.
Yeah,
half but possum. But he dressed nice, nigga.
Look, he washed his ass. He smelled nice, but he looked like a possum.
He got a good face routine.
I tell you what, though, that's your possum. That's your possum. You don't got to share that possum.
Yeah, cuz, but you know they're going to say, man, even the ugly niggas be cheating, cuz. You can't win with that, cuz.
Cuz.
And get with an ugly nigga, cuz.
Hey, look, let's just play the odds. Cuz most average to below average niggas that I know in my own life, they're funny looking. Cuz most of them niggas cheat like, okay, most of the niggas still cheat, right? But most of the niggas cheat very seldom if he like ugly. Or if he's not ugly.
Cause it's for niggas cheating on you, he's an ugly nigga, man. It's something wrong with you, shorty, man. Keep it fucking real. If there's something going on for a nigga, if you a very beautiful woman and this nigga ugly and he cheating on you, it is something wrong with you. It's your personality. Because ugly niggas ain't got a whole lot of options.
Cuz, talk about it,
cheating, and if they cheating, they got to put in some work to go cheat.
Cuz, 100%. Cuz, I say it cuz, I don't think I'm an ugly nigga, but I'll say this shit for myself, cuz. Like, I know my numbers, and I know the formula about what it takes, right? And I was talking to a nigga like this at my job, and this nigga is a top-tier nigga. You know what I mean? If you work with me, ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about because y'all all want to fuck this nigga. Because, like, hands down, all shape sizes, they all want this nigga. And he got money, and he got big-ass house, nigga 6 feet tall, very good-looking dude. And I can confirm this with him. Nigga, it's a certain tier of nigga that he going to walk down the street in all 50 states of the United States of America, in every city, every continent, no matter where he goes, bitches are going to be like, nigga, pull, nigga, I want to fuck him. Certain niggas just got it like that, and it's cool, right? You have a tier down. You have a next tier down where, okay, this nigga's out, and he don't got to do much but go talk to a bitch, and bitches going to throw themselves at him. That's the next tier down. The most niggas in this world that's average or below average, got, like Cuz said, they got to put some work in to get some pussy. They niggas got to buy drinks. They got to fucking take this bitch out. They got to play with her ugly ass kids. They got to do all, they got to do something that they got to really put some work in for the girls to let them hit. Now, I agree with you, cuz. I ain't think about it, cuz. I agree with you. So if you a woman that's decent and you got you a nigga that's ugly, and like to get some pussy, this nigga got to go and spend some bread, take a bitch out to eat. Yeah. Cuz, but I know what the problem is most of the time, cuz. Most of the time when a girl that's pretty get with a nigga that's ugly, cuz she probably talked to this nigga like he ain't shit.
9 times 10, she ran through, cuz, by the niggas that's handsome. She ran through. She tired of them niggas. She done got with an ugly nigga thinking she gonna be able to handle him the way she handled them, tried to handle them niggas. And the nigga like, man, hold on, man, just cuz I'm ugly, bitch, don't mean you gotta talk to me like I ain't shit.
Hey, cuz,
I may be black, cuz, I may be ugly, but I'm here, bitch.
Cuz, I was thinking, it got to be hard to accept if you was in high school, cuz, and you was fucking the starting quarterback, cuz. Cuz, it got to be hard to move on. There's a lot of bitches around here probably was fucking Allen Iverson. Like, it got to be hard to be like, I was fucking AI in high school, and now I'm fucking with a nigga that work at motherfucking Walmart and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this nigga dick don't get hard and he get drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I understand. I do understand.
Yeah, cause in that circles back to niggas will adjust, cause because a nigga could have the baddest joints in school, where a nigga ended up with a regular joint and be happy, cause. I seen it with niggas that make that's had status and make a lot of money, cause they look way happier with the woman that they're with now.
Cause let me tell you something.
Cause way less attractive than the women he was dealing with when he was running the streets.
Cause let me tell you something. Cause most men, if not all men that I see that are happily married, usually it's not based on none of that motherfucking bullshit. I work bars, I do security. It's very rare. The club is always filled with attractive people that are single. They're always out there and they're always single. You know why? Because just like the old casino quote, the only people that motherfucking went in the casinos are the niggas that know when to leave the table. Okay, I want enough money, it's time to go home.
Yep.
When your motherfucking at, the losers at the casino stay at the table the whole time, always thinking they can do better. If you fine, you always think you can do better. And you end up by yourself.
Cause perfect example, cause it's this preacher's white lady, I forget her name, but she said that it's a whole, she said is this place or whatever, and on each floor is a different type of man. And she was like, and the women came, you know, they went to the place and they got to the first floor, and it was a dude, it was men there that had a job, who had a job. And they was like, wow, he has a job, it's nice. But I want to see what's on the second floor. So go to the second floor, and you know, it's a dude that got a job, and he, well, don't quote me because she ain't say exactly like this, but this is pretty much the basis of what she's saying. But she's like, yeah. And it's, on the second floor is the dude, he got a job, and he's handsome. So I'm like, oh, shit, that's nice. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But let me see what's on the third floor. So they go to the third floor, and it's the dude, he got a job, he's handsome, and he got a big dick he can fuck. So I'm like, oh, shit, like, damn, I'm, you know, I'm in heaven. Like, oh, shit. But then it was like, well, damn, let me see what's on the fourth floor. And it was like, fourth floor is a dude, he got a job, he's handsome, slinging the dick, got money, you know what I'm saying, and take care of him real good, treat him right. And then like, well, shit, I want to see what's on the top floor. Get to the top floor, and there's a whole bunch of bitches that never motherfucking settled, man. I said, that's some real ass shit, damn.
That's some real shit, man. The smart, yeah, smart damn. Woman, no cousin. Shout out to the girls and the women that I'm not talking to. And when and they make, because I don't know where this came from, but somewhere settle got made into such a bad word. Settle, hold on, cuz, let me see if I can look it up. Because settle is not necessarily a horrible word, but for some reason in the black community, cuz we made it just seem like it's just the worst fucking thing in the world, cuz it's just the verb is to appoint, fix, resolve, definitely, and conclusively agree upon. And then number two was to pay a debt. So settle just basically means, man, like to reach a resolution. Like, okay, a compromise. Like, I can't have every fucking thing, but, you know, he got 7 out of 10. That's settling. Because I don't give a fuck who you are. Nobody perfect. I'll take 7 out of 10 before I sit up and die waiting for 10 out of 10. That's what settling means. Settling doesn't mean...
10 out of 10 don't exist, motherfucker. Who the fuck want to be in a relationship where everything is perfect all the time? That shit doesn't... That means that shit is fake as fuck, nigga.
Because some ain't right about it. Now, because what I'm saying is, like, why is that such a... I'm not settling. Settle, the title of my book I've been working on for a decade, but... Settle for happiness. Know what you like and then put your list together and go, and don't be going off of what society say you're supposed to like. Because I got news for you. Motherfucker, when you get 50, when you get 60, when you get 70, motherfucker, that look should go out the window. Get you a partner, somebody that's going to help your life. Because ain't it a sad sight, cuz, going back home, man, seeing the bitches, man, in the club, like 38?
My age, cuz I was like, God damn, when is still that at shit the club, old, single, my nigga? Like,
talking about what's the move for the night. My kid's grown.
Cuz ain't no way, like, you still like to go to the club and listen to the young folk music and like you done did that shit a million times. I don't know, maybe it's just me because I was like, well, I done did some shit a whole bunch of times. It doesn't excite me no more. I don't want to keep doing it.
Because it is not just you, number one, because it is not just you. It's me too. And because
when do you get tired of going and doing that shit? That shit is not fun no more. Especially it's like, because at our age, you should be like, man, fuck the club. I'm trying to travel and go see things and meet new people
and do shit.
Culture.
Because see some new shit, do some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I did that. Where you going to club? Going to get drunk as fuck at the club? Bitch, you 53.
Cause shouldn't be nobody at the alley, nigga, older than like 34, nigga. Like,
and the 34 nigga is pushing it.
Yeah.
He like, pushing it. You 34 in the alley, bro. You pushing it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do something else, man. Like it can't like if by that time you done been there a million times, it shouldn't be fun no more.
Between 35 and 40, you should have something at home that's worth going home to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, just like I'm saying, man, ladies, if your goal is to continue to get with the best thing smoking, see, because the thing that fuck girls up, right, here's the thing, right, and we talked about it a little earlier because we're going to go a little deep into it, is when they feel like, okay, this nigga fine and he can fuck, but he broke. So, and they try to sneak it in like, all right, he gonna be worth a damn. Cause isn't no nigga, no, he's not. He ain't shit. Okay. Let me reset. Give my dice back. The girl said, okay. So he fine and he got a little dick. He got a little bullshit job. He got a little dick and he fine. So there's no way ain't nobody. I got news for you. Let me tell y'all something. This shit is disheartening, ladies. I'm sorry. As far as I hear, guys, the little dick niggas is dogging bitches. These little dick niggas gonna do
what the girl with the dog say? She said, this nigga out here embarrassing me with what I gotta deal with at home. He's showing it to other bitches.
Cause the little dick niggas is the worst. I ain't never in my life seen a nigga do a bitch dirty. Dirtier than niggas with little tiny ass wee wees, man. Like, I ain't gonna go into it.
That
I
might be
say
security,
the names, man. But it's like
that might just be a security, like niggas. He fucking her at home and she's like, oh, my nigga, are you finished?
Because you know what it is, cuz? You be fucking, you know what I'm saying? These niggas be fucking bitches and they be thinking to themselves, ain't no way she really love me. Ain't no way. I got to go find somebody to make me feel good. Whole time she's sitting there, I do love you.
Cause.
I do.
Nah, cuz it was that one argument when she was like, little dick motherfucker.
You ain't
that
got
shit, that shit is burnt and cemented into his brain.
You ain't got
every time he in that pussy. Like,
you ain't got boy. Half of what Raheem had, nigga. Ain't even half.
Every nigga you fuck got 3 more inches.
God
every
damn.
Every nigga I fucked.
Oh,
God damn, bitch.
Well, I'm going to go find a bitch to think my dick big. How about that?
I went through that, cuz. You know what I said, cuz?
What's that?
Said, bitch, my dick ain't small. Your pussy just big.
Hey, God, we gonna have a whole episode about that saga. Don't give him no. We gonna have you, cause we might even have you a special guest, like on when Dave Chappelle did the Rick James shit. We gonna have a whole episode just for that time in your life, cuz. That shit gonna do numbers.
Bitch, pussy deeper than a river dolphin.
Oh shit. Yeah, so because at the end of the day, ladies, we love y'all. We try to give y'all advice. But just know, the shit don't never stop. Stop saying niggas ain't shit. The niggas you fuck with ain't shit. Fellas, I'm going to even get on y'all a little bit because this episode not for y'all. This episode is for a specific demographic. Stop saying bitches ain't shit. The bitches you fuck with ain't shit. There's plenty of good girls out there, man.
Because there's way more women, good women out there
than bad women.
Than good men. And than bad women. Because most of the women I know are good women or good hearted women, you know what I'm saying? And like they just deal with some sorry ass niggas.
100%, but,
cause I'm pretty sure we about to wrap it up, cause I wanted to talk about who the fuck did I marry TikTok lady.
Oh my lord.
We'll save it, cause but she's prime example, cause of ignoring all the signs, because she was just desperate to have that man and the thought of him and you know, the idea of him. She just blatantly, she knew from the beginning that nigga was lying.
Cuz.
She overlooked it.
Cuz, but listen, we see this all the time. Cuz, right now as we speak, cuz, we know a girl, cuz, that got with a nigga in jail and came home and had a whole little gay little boyfriend. Cause we see shit. We see shit like this all the time. And to pursue, cause there's a lot of beautiful women in this world, cause there's a lot of good pussy in this world, cause, but there's no pussy and woman fine enough that I'ma sacrifice my well-being for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that important to me to fuck a fine woman, girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why women feel like it's just the nigga gotta look. Baby, if the nigga is helping you in any motherfucking way, man, because I see these girls, because I work with them on a daily. Don't tell me it would not help you for a nigga to give you $1,500 a month. Don't tell me that $1,500
that you don't have.
Cause $1,500 every month in your life will make significant fucking is a significant change with in this economy, man. Somebody like, here's $1,500 every month. I give you $1,500. But now girls like, well, I'm still, that's not everything. It's like, nigga, bitch, $1,500 and cut your whatever bills you have. If a nigga come cut me a half, you're not gonna convince me that's not worth something. I wish right. somebody would come and pay half my motherfucking bills. I'd be nice to the motherfucker. Cuz, think about it, cuz, some random, just a homeboy, like, hey man, I pay half your bills. Hey nigga, you want a beer? Like, you wouldn't be like, nigga, what? Pay it all, nigga. You'd be like, hey man, cool dude, man. Grandma. Who the fuck tries to dismiss somebody paying half their bills? Women, y'all priorities are so fucked up. It's okay to have a nigga that's attractive, but man.
Because I know I got a homegirl, because, so it's not all of them, because I got a homegirl, because, and she, you know, she's early 30s. She may be about 30, but she spoke on that. She was like, she don't understand it. Why the niggas, she was like, nigga, like, let's pay bills together, nigga. Like, so she ain't on that nigga need to pay all the bills. She like, nigga, let's split these bills because I need some motherfucking help, nigga.
She
always dealing with niggas that ain't doing shit and would rather fucking stay with the mamas and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, just come stay with me, nigga, and let's split these bills.
Cause shout out to the girls that do make the adjustment, man. Like, they understand, like, okay, this is what the world throwing at us. Let's work on it together. Cause at the end of the day, my goal is for the black family, and for, I'm all about family and shit, man. Like, at the end of the day, these top 10% niggas are you bitches' worst enemy. They don't like y'all. They don't fuck with y'all. They don't respect y'all. They're not good people.
It's because the alpha male, because it's not good for relationships.
Fuck no.
And especially if they're making a whole lot of fucking money, and then that tax bracket, it's very few of them. And all of y'all can't have them niggas. If all of y'all want that nigga, like, what makes you think that you're going to be the special one to get? It's very few niggas that reach that level.
100%. So,
what makes you special enough to top all the other women that want this nigga too?
And so, as a result of that, I don't blame the motherfucking the niggas at the top percent to be like, hey, bitch, whatever. I don't got to deal with your bullshit, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Like, I don't blame them niggas for dogging y'all the fuck out. But don't act like you just found out he was evil. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he was so evil. He never liked you.
Shit, because most of the time, niggas be telling them what's up, because they just, like I said, the TikTok lady, they just ignore that shit.
Because they do be telling them what's up.
I'm going to fuck whoever the fuck I want to fuck. You can stay or you can go. I'm just saying, because they in the back of their mind, they're praying that this nigga one day comes around and be like, you know what? I love you and you only.
You know what? It took me a long time. But goddamn it, bitch. Nigga be on his deathbed. Bitch, you held a nigga down. Now that my wife dead, bitch, nigga, you know
Steve,
what?
Steve Hawkins, nigga.
Steve Hawkins would cheat on this bitch. Nigga, that's nigga crazy. That nigga had money, nigga.
Nigga, whole body didn't work, cuz.
That nigga probably had a bad bitch. He was over that bitch typing his ass off, playing with that buzzing bitch. Bend it over, let a real nigga pop that pussy for a real nigga. Like, he probably was up that motherfucking talking all kind of shit with them fingers, bitch.
Nigga gotta use his teeth, nigga, to move around and shit, nigga. Like,
bitch, by that mother,
I'll still get these bitches.
Give a fuck. So that's shit right there. At the end of the day, nigga got money, he gonna have options. Exactly. And ladies, and listen, straight up, ladies, I said this the last podcast. At the end of the day, if that's too much for y'all, just leave the faithful shit. Leave all this monogamy shit to the regular niggas. Just go and have fun, and just and ladies who willing to accept, like, okay, then give me some money. This nigga gonna help me out of my life. This nigga gonna, you know, he gonna make me come 3 times out of 10.
Just know that what you get with this handsome ass nigga, man, that there's a bunch of women that are throwing their pussy at him. They are handing that shit to him like a flyer.
Cause men, them niggas not turning that down. It don't matter. Cause girls,
most men ain't turning down no pussy.
Cause because it's not even desperation, but some women will really, really take away every moral. Like, I just want you to jerk off in my mouth, like, type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for these niggas, like, I just want you to jerk off in my mouth, and that's it. And niggas just be like, damn, I kind of want to.
Could you imagine being famous, cuz, and rich, cuz? Like, they gotta go through a gauntlet of motherfucking females just trying to fucking get they dick, nigga, and get pregnant and fucking just, they just want fucking sucking nigga toes, nigga, like.
Cuz, and these niggas, cuz what's funny is, when I be looking at podcasts and shit, the bitches that actually get through to the niggas, like some of y'all favorites, some of y'all girls' favorites out there, Trey Songz and Odell Beckham, them pretty motherfucking niggas. Them bitches going on the podcast, nigga. Selena Powell and all them bitches. And them niggas be smutting y'all. Them niggas be doodling on y'all and peeing on y'all and farting in your face.
That's why, because they're the easiest ones.
And
niggas talk, cuz.
Don't even excite them, nigga. They just like, oh, some head. Bitch, can I doodle on you, bitch? Fuck head, I like this shit on
and me. Niggas talk, cuz. Niggas talk, cuz. Niggas be like, yeah. Man, bitch, such and such, man. Let me see. Oh, shit, nigga. The whole goddamn squad. I smash that joint, nigga. All you gotta do is buy a 40, my nigga.
Hell yeah, hit up.
So you, little do you know, this nigga know what time it is with you. So fucking, he has no intentions but to motherfucking smut you out.
And cuz, with the look at all the celebrities, with the exception of like maybe like Denzel and motherfucking Morris Chestnut, how many of these crushes do y'all got that are married, nigga, and that they got a wife and a family, nigga? Like, none of these niggas, man. Only one married, Jay-Z, funny looking ass.
And that nigga cheated. On Beyonce, nigga. I don't know.
Hey, I understand.
That nigga wildin'.
Hey, cuz, honestly, look, you come home every day, you Jay-Z, you fucking with all kinds of bitches. Oh, Jay-Z, please let me suck your balls and I squirt and I eat up. I bring four friends and we blah, 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 blah. But you get it. And then imagine coming home to Beyonce and you like, I'm Jay-Z, bitch. And she say, and I'm Beyonce, nigga. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? You probably miss being in the room where you the man sometimes, nigga. You ain't
what
shit.
The nigga say, I got Jay-Z money. I got that, bitch, shut the fuck up, Jay-Z money.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, bitch, I got that, you shut the fuck up,
Beyonce. Beyonce, yeah, Beyonce got, nigga, Beyonce, Dame Dad said it. The wonders that Beyonce probably also did for Jay-Z's business. You walk in the room and Beyonce your wife, nigga. What nigga gonna turn down your deal if he can fuck with Beyonce? Whatever you trying to sell.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God bless them. But it's like, nigga, who, what entertainer y'all know? It's like he married, he holding it together. Not none of the niggas y'all like. But a bunch of fucking kids running around here fucking everybody. Ain't married to nobody. Why do y'all think that is? That's because there's always going to be bitches like y'all who willing to who there with an open mouth, open legs, ready to bust something wide the fuck open.
Man, you need to talk to your homegirls, man, because they out here slinging the pussy, making it very easy for niggas. So
for the niggas that y'all, for the niggas that y'all claim y'all hate, that's why we named this show Sleeping with the Enemy. Y'all bitches
so
are fucking
bags.
The very
it's so many bags unpacked, cuz. So
my
many
bad, cuz. What you say, cuz? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying so many bags unpacked, cuz. You got bitch, you got females that get the handsome nigga and then they homegirls trying to throw the pussy at the nigga behind his back, cuz. So it's like,
yeah.
You got so many different elements, man.
So many different elements. So it's like the very reason your self-esteem is low. The very reason, oh my God, even you feminists, you motherfucking feminists, you black women that just hate black men, 9 times out of 10, there's some fine ass nigga behind the scenes that smutted your motherfucking ass out and you mad.
Yep.
So you ain't want to fuck with Harold at the job. Because ain't Harold the most regular nigga name? You ain't want to fuck with Harold down at the job, you know what I mean? You know, Harold motherfucking ass, you know, he that nigga work in the back at the motherfucking Walmart, man. He be loading the trucks and shit. You don't want to fuck with him. Harold pay bills, all that shit. He only got one kid. You know what I'm saying? You want to go chase this nigga, the very niggas that make all of the insecurities, the very niggas that made y'all hate yourselves, the very niggas that got the kids that they don't take care of. These very niggas are the niggas that your ass is 35 years old in the club looking for another one to do the same thing.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Cuz, what's the definition of insanity, cuz?
Doing the same shit over and over again and expecting different results.
So 100%. Shit. Crazy. Come on, girl. Snap out of it. Snap out the shit. Snap out the shit. Go ahead. Get you a nice guy that wash his ass and brush his teeth and get a haircut. You know what I'm saying? Got
he
a job.
Watch the game. He go to work, he come home, he play the game, or he watch the game.
He watch the game. You know what I mean? He got maybe one, two homeboys. They might go have a drink. You know what I'm saying? Get you a low risk nigga. And even he might cheat, but get you, cause there's even levels to cheating. Cause I talked about it in an earlier podcast, cause there's even levels to cheating. Like, get you a nigga that if he cheat, it's like, damn, I fucked up. I got drunk. This bitch, blah, 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 blah. But them niggas that, these top 10%, these niggas don't turn down no pussy. They fuck everybody.
Get you a nigga like me. When I cheat, my cheating is,
girl, shut up.
I go get some motherfucking food without your ass and won't let you have none. That's how I cheat.
Cuz, that's foul, cuz. You went too far with that one, cuz. She can't get no food, cuz.
I go to the best restaurant and get a steak from Ruth Chris.
By myself. Cuz, that's cold, cuz. Hey, yeah, get you a nigga like cuz. That's your idea of cheating.
What's for dinner? I don't know. I ate.
That shit was
I don't know what you gonna eat.
Oh, shit. get you a nigga like me that my cheating is sitting in the car for an extra hour talking to DMR.
Trying to gather my thoughts.
That's my cheating.
Before I go into this gauntlet.
Because I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, the very enemy. Because if every girl I fuck with was dark skinned with a big booty and they all stabbed me, I'm fucking with a light skinned girl next.
Shit, they all stabbed you because.
If they all stabbed because I'm fucking with a light skinned bitch next.
That's another topic too, because why some niggas preferably mess with white women, because.
Oh yeah, cause we can go there. Cause next time you on, we can go. We can go there. Might gotta ring in big cuz for that one.
Yeah, we gotta get cuz. I mean, he's
abominable snow shan.
He's the snow bunny whisperer.
The snow lord. She's the snowman.
Him and Ryan's oldest brother Tim.
Oh yeah.
Get both of them niggas up there.
The snow slayers, nigga. You know what I mean? I'll get them on the show to give a look. They've infiltrated the whites. You know what I mean? So, all right, man, cuz I enjoyed you, man. Appreciate you joining me, man. You know what I mean? Hope to have you back again. Cuz, give me social media, your music, whatever else you got popping on, so when they listen, they can go check you out.
Oh yeah, man. I was on my way to record some dope shit tonight. I think I'm going to still do it, man. Depends. But the Sophie album is coming, man. You know, I'm just waiting on my child support money, man. So I go to the studio and get this shit cracking, man. But my all my music, Self-Reflection 1, Self-Reflection 2, Self-Motivated, all that shit is on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, whatever, YouTube. It's all up there, man. D apostrophe A-H-M-A-D or D Ahmad. Self-Reflection is all the albums, so just go ahead and check it out, my nigga. You know, my shit pops.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, run up cuz YouTube, cuz I got a YouTube. He make videos from every now and again. He got music videos up there. And he got, you know, some a vlog. Like, he got his podcast where he's starting to come up. He's getting his podcast up off the ground, too. So make sure y'all follow his YouTube, too. What's your YouTube again, cuz? Same thing?
Yeah, D Ahmad. T-H-E-D-H-M-A-D. All one word. D Ahmad. You know, that's my channel, so.
Word, cuz. Sleeping with the enemy, bitch. Get it together. Okay? This has been the episode of Ryan Case, No Chase, with a Shirley Tim twist. Ryan still negotiating his pay. He'll be back eventually. We're going to have Meek with the Mess another time, too. We hope to have David back, too. All right, y'all have a good day. Peace out.
All right.